Parshas Vayechi, Kapitel Mem Ches, Pasuk Beis. Vayaged liYaakov vayomer hinei bincho Yosef boilecha vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al hamita. You know, Kinderlach, Chazal tell us, when one person comes to be mevaker chayla someone else, he takes away 1/60th of the person's sickness. That's only if he is a Ben Giloi, if they were born with the same mazel. But we understand the idea that when you are mishtatif with someone else's tsar, that makes the tsar of that person easier. Which reminds me, you know Mr. Rosenschwitzer, who lives next door? He met me this morning, and he told me that his wife is not feeling well. She was admitted into the hospital. So before we go to recess, I would like that we all say a kapitel tilim for her.
Rabbi, can't we do it after recess?
Excuse me. All I ask is that we say a kapitel tilim for someone who's not feeling well. It won't take more than 2 or 3 minutes. Now come on, everyone, stand up with derech eretz.
Lam natzayach mizmor ledovid.
Lam natzayach mizmor ledovid.
Now, Kinderlach, I'll give you extra recess a little bit later. But before you go, I want you all to sit down. I think that there is a story that I have to share with you. In Eretz Yisrael, there once lived a very great tzaddik. His name was Reb Shlomka Zavilla. Reb Shlomka was a Baal Ruach HaKadosh and a Baal Maifes, and many Yidden were helped with his brachas. Reb Shlomka had a son who was also a great tzaddik. His name was Reb Gedalia Moshe. When Rav Gedalia Moshe was nifter, he left over a suitcase with private things, and he instructed the man who was watching over the suitcase to make sure that no one should look inside. This man, Rabbi Yaakov, was a very chashev yid. He was a rav in a town in Eretz Yisrael. Once Rabbi Yaakov's grandson, Yasala, came to visit.
Yasala, I'm going to be going now. I have to be Masadr Kiddushin by a chasana.
Okay, Zaidi.
I'll be back in about a half an hour.
It's all right, Zaidi.
I'd rather you don't play outside until I come back.
That's okay. I have a lot to chazer. I have to review my day's studies.
Good, Yasala. And by the way, do you see that little suitcase up there in the closet?
Yes, Zaidi.
That suitcase is from the big tzaddik of Gedalia Moshe of Seville. It was entrusted to me. Before he passed away, he gave strict orders that no one is permitted to look into that suitcase. So please, if you're going to look around my house, don't look into that suitcase. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Zaidi. I wonder what's in that suitcase. It looks so delicious. Think I could take a peek? No, Zaidi said not to. Okay, let me chaz over the Gemara we learned this week. Amar Abaya, and therefore there's no kasha. Let me do the chumash now. Let me say my tillim. Okay, let me do my homework. Okay, let me look at my watch. Let's see. 2 minutes passed since I started chazering. What am I going to do now with the other 28 minutes? I was just wondering. Zaidi said you're not supposed to look into the suitcase. What if I don't look into the suitcase? What if I just close my eyes and feel around? So I won't really be looking in. Let me take this stepladder. Take down the suitcase. It's not so heavy. I'll close my eyes, open it up, and I'll feel around. Feels like a crinkly old paper over here. I wonder what this is. I'm not allowed to look. Wait a second. Zaidi said that Tzadik said I'm not allowed to look in the suitcase. But if I take the paper out of the suitcase, so I'm not looking in the suitcase. Hey, that's simple. Should have thought of that before. Let me take it out of the suitcase and put it on the table. This is interesting. It's an old piece of paper, and there are 50 names scribbled all over the place. And on the bottom, the Zavilla Rebbe is signed. What does it say? Vegam ani orev badam. And I am also a guarantor for them. How interesting. I think Zaidi's coming up the stairs. Let me quickly put the paper back into the suitcase. Let me jump over the stepladder, put the suitcase back in the closet, put the stepladder away. Okay. Sure. Hi, Zadie.
Are you okay, Ursula? You seem a little out of breath.
This was a real hard piece of Gemara, Zadie. I've been working on it really hard. It's hard for me to figure it out. I was like really schwitzing over it.
Tell me, Ursula, you didn't look into that suitcase, did you?
Look into the suitcase? Oh, no. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Zadie?
Yes?
What was that?
What was what?
Nothing.
Well, my dear children, I can tell you this Yossel, and by the way, it was not his real name, was very, very curious about what that paper was all about, but he was sort of stuck. He couldn't ask his Zadie what the paper was because officially he wasn't supposed to see the paper. And maybe his Zadie wouldn't understand this whole lumdis that he didn't actually look into the suitcase. Many, many years passed, and every once in a while, this Yossel, now a grown man and a famous Rosh Hashiva in his own right, would ask people, does anyone know anything about a paper? No one knew until one day. This Yossel, now Rosh Hashiva, went to be Menachem Oval, the family of a very big tzaddik who was nifter in Yerushalayim. His name was Reb Chaim Birim, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha. Reb Chaim Birim was very close to Reb Shlomka Zevilla. And while this Yossel was sitting there, there was a discussion about the great tzaddikim of Zevil. And one of Reb Chaim Birim's sons said,
"And you know there was the thing with that paper with the signatures."
Yossel's ears perked up, and he followed Reb Chaim Birim's son outside when he had an opportunity to do so. "Excuse me, did you say something about a paper with signatures?"
"Yes. Why? Did you ever see that paper?"
Eschatoya ani maskir hayayim. When I was a little boy, I was a little naughty, and I looked into this. Well, I didn't really look into the suitcase, but I did look into the suitcase, and I saw the paper. So many years have passed, and
I can tell you the stories of those signatures. Are you interested in knowing the story?
Yes.
Okay. My father, Reb Chaim, had just gotten married. The war was raging in Eretz Yisrael. The streets of Yerushalayim were a battleground. And my mother suddenly became very, very ill. Her friends came.
"Chaim, it doesn't look good. Your wife is very sick."
"I give out. I rabbeinu shalaylam kael na rafan Allah."
"Try to get a doctor. Quickly."
My father, Reb Chaim, ran to the streets of Yerushalayim with bombs falling all over the place. He ran to the hospital. He tried to talk to a doctor, but it was pandemonium in the hospital. Every moment they were bringing in wounded people. He couldn't even get a doctor to talk to him, never mind to come to the house.
My father was so concerned and frightened, he didn't know what to do. So he ran to Reb Yossi Dushinsky, the Rav of Yerushalayim.
"Rebbe, what should I do? My wife, her situation is very grave. I can't even get a doctor to look at her."
"Take my advice. Go to the tzaddik, Gedalia Moshe of Zevil, and tell him he should add a name to your wife."
"Yes, Rebbe, I'll go right away. It's so scary. These streets, there are explosions all over the place. I hope that tzaddik will open the door."
"What's the matter? What is it?"
"Rebbe, please. My wife is ill. I need you to add a name to my wife."
"You think I have the koyach that my father, Reb Shlomka, has? To add names like that? You should not be out on a night like this. Don't you know? Kivan shenitin reshus lamashchis, he's not nafchin ben tzaddik l'rosha. It's dangerous. You're putting yourself into a sakana."
"My wife, she's so sick."
"Then go home."
"Please. Oh, let me go back to Reb Yossi Sidashinsky. Rebbe, he said to me that he can't do what his father did. His father knew how to add names. He doesn't know how."
"Go back to him at once and tell him that I, as Rav of Yerushalayim, am geyser that he should add a name to your wife."
"Rebbe, open up."
"I told you, go home. It's a sakana for you even to be out on a night like this."
"Reb Yossi Sidashinsky, the Rav of Yerushalayim, said that he decrees upon you as Rabbi of Yerushalayim that you should add a name to my wife."
"I see you leave me no choice. But it's too late just to add a name."
"Oh no! What does that mean?"
"No, it means I need more than that. I want you to get 50 people that are willing to sign
that they're giving away a year of their life for your wife.
Rebbe, there are wars going on all over us. There are people laying all over the streets, explosions all over the place, houses are caving in. Where am I going to get tonight 50 people and ask them to give away a year of their life? No one even knows what tomorrow is going to be.
Tell them. Tell them that any person that is willing to sign such a paper, I promise them they will live through the war.
Okay, Rebbe. Okay. Where can I go now? Wait, there's an explosion. A whistle of a bomb. Let me hide behind these racks. Oy vey. Look at all those people. They're running out of the house into the miklat, downstairs into the shelter. Let me follow them in. It's so crowded. Babies are screaming. You can't even breathe over here. I must do this. Let me bang on the stender over here. Rabbeisai, Rabbeisai!
Shodix, now is not the time for appeals. Would you please sit down?
I need your help, Rabbeisai. Please. I need 50 people to sign a paper that they're willing to give a year of their life away from my wife.
Suddenly it became quiet in the miklat.
Tell me, did a bomb hit your head or something? We don't know if we're going to live till the next second. You want us to give away a year of our life?
I'm telling you, the Sevilla Rebbe told me that anyone who's willing to sign this paper, he promises that person will live through the war.
Suddenly, there was a mad rush to sign that paper. Reb Chaim couldn't even hold the paper in his hand. People were signing all over the place.
Let me sign! Let me sign! I didn't sign yet! You're signing on my head! You're signing on my nose!
Please! You're signing on my shoe!
People were signing all over the place. Reb Chaim was barely able to grab the paper and run home. He ran back to the Sevilla Rebbe. And what happened afterwards?
I don't know exactly what happened afterwards. I could only tell you that the Sevilla Rebbe took the paper and told my father to go home.
Did your mother get better?
She lived for another 51 years.
That explains it. The Rebbe signed his name as well. And he said, "Vagama ni arev badam, I am a guarantor for all these people they should live through the war."
So you see, Kindelach, look what happened over here. Now, we don't know what this means to give away a year of our life. We don't understand these things. But what we should understand is when someone is willing to give up even a minute of their recess to say Tillim for someone else, that means that person can live and we too can live.
Rabbi, we're sorry.
משהו גדול מתנגן כאן.
Next recess, is there anyone else we can say Tillim for?
האתר הגדול למוזיקה יהודית. היכנסו אלינו לאתר www.jewishmusic.fm.